Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting sixth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Donnie Hill. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bill Krueger. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting fifth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting sixth. The DH, Glenn Davis. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting eighth. The right fielder, David Segui. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Rick Sutcliffe. And now, play ball. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 2-2. There's a wild pitch. Mack moves to second. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Knoblauch hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Puckett strikes out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Devereaux hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Harper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. Two outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Munoz takes first base on ball 4. Scott Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lewis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Munoz moves to second. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hoyles hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Milligan hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Munoz. Milligan reaches second base with a double. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Segui takes first base on ball 4. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Milligan scores. Segui moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Mack reaches second base with a double. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. There goes Knobloch. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Knobloch steals second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There's a wild pitch. Knobloch moves to third. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Hewlett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Devereaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground for a single. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Munoz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutcliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. 1 out. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Laos is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Laos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops it up and throws to first, with Sutcliffe covering, for the out. Davis moves to third. 2 outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mack is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hill fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hill. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hoyles moves to second. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hoyles moves to third. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Milligan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Milligan strikes out. Two outs. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Segui is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 2 in the game. Knobloch hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Knobloch. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Knobloch steals second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into left field. Anderson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Anderson. Knobloch scores. Harbeck moves to third. Harper moves to second. It's Twins, 1, Orioles, 1. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis is walked intentionally. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Munoz hits a fly ball into right field. Segui settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harbeck tags and scores. Harper tags and moves to third. Davis tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Twins. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Leos hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Harper scores. Davis scores. It's 4-1, Twins. Todd Froworth now pitching. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hewlett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hewlett takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hill fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mack is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mack bunts for a single. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Froworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Mack moves to second. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 3 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mack moves to third. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0 for 2 in the game. Devereaux hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Puckett. Devereaux reaches second base with a double. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis strikes out. Harper drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Davis out. Two outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Devereaux moves to third. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Milligan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Harper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops it up and throws to first, with Froworth covering, for the out. One out. Chili Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Munoz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Munoz hits a pop-up towards first. Milligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Segui is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Seghi hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Laos is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Laos strikes out. 1 out. Donnie Hill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mack is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Mack strikes out. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hill moves to third. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 4 in the game. Puckett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Carl Willis now pitching. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hewlett hits a line drive off the glove of Laos, and into shallow left field. Hewlett reaches second base with a double. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Storm Davis now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brian Harper batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Harper is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Munoz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jarvis Brown now playing right field. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Milligan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Milligan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brown. Milligan reaches second base with a double. Davis moves to third. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Segui is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Segui hits a line drive for a single. Davis scores. Milligan moves to third. It's 4-2, Twins. Mark McLemore pinch runs for David Segui. Sam Horn pinch hits for Billy Ripken. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Horn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milligan scores. McLemore moves to third. Horn moves to second. It's 4-3, Twins. Joe Orsolak pinch runs for Sam Horn. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 4 in the game. Anderson is walked intentionally. Chito Martinez pinch hits for Tim Hewlett. Chito Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McLemore scores. Orsolak moves to third. Anderson moves to second. One out. It's Twins, 4, Orioles, 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 4 in the game. Ripken is walked intentionally. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Orsolak scores. Anderson moves to third. Ripken moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.